breaks loose when the devil is allowed to get into the home.
Dr. Tony Evans talks about what it's going to take to stop the epidemic of failed families.
We got to get back in alignment. That means the rebuilding of the family God's way.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of the Urban Alternative. In an office, everybody's got a job description, so they'll know what to do. Without them, chaos is just around the corner. Today, Dr. Evans explains why that's exactly what's happening to today's families. Let's join him.
We're living in a chaotic culture where the meaning of family has been redefined. The media has its definition, and that means anything goes. The culture has its varying definitions, and now we're living in a time when the government wants to redefine it. For now, family can be anybody who decides to become one, whether you're a different sex or whether you're the same. We're living in a day of shifting foundations and shifting standards. And as a result, we are having cultural chaos in the home. The family is constructed and instituted in Genesis chapter 1. In Genesis chapter 1, God establishes the family and establishes his authority over it by virtue of creating it. We've seen in verse 26, God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness." Verse 27, God created man in his own image. He created him, male and female. He created them. He made this. So his instruction manual comes with what he made. He made this institution called the family, made up of individuals, male and female, who were to be fruitful and multiply through the magnification of offspring. He made this. Now here it is. Why was the family created? That's the question. Yes, we're to mirror God, but why and how? He gives the answer in verse 26. "Let us make man in our image and let them rule." The goal of the family is not your happiness. That's a benefit of family. The benefit is living happily ever after. That's a benefit. What we have done is made the benefit the goal. So when the benefit's not working out, we quit, leave, move on. Because I'm not getting the benefit out of this that I thought I should be getting when I got married. I'm not getting the benefit that I'm supposed to get. Your happiness was never God's first concern. It is a benefit of God's first concern. If you get back to its first concern, you can get back to the benefit. But if you focus on the benefit without getting back to the purpose, you may lose the purpose and the benefit. So the question is, what's the purpose? He says the purpose is let them rule. Let's put it another way. God's purpose for creating family is dominion. Dominion means ruling on God's behalf in history so that history comes under God's rule. God wants history to operate under God's rule, so he created an institution to implement that rule. And that institution to implement that rule is called family. He says, God blessed them in verse 28 and said, "Be fruitful and multiply." Okay, but when he said be fruitful and multiply, have babies, he wasn't talking about, why don't y'all have somebody who look like y'all so you can look at them and say they look like me. No. He wants to fill the earth with him. See, the purpose of raising children is not to have lookalikes. It is to replicate the image of God so that as they spread, the image of God spreads. He wants the replication of his image. And so he says, I want you to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth with my image. And yes, they will look like you, but I want them to reflect me. So that's the reason for family. And when you miss that, then all you're looking for is happiness. But without the rule of God, there won't be any happiness because your personalities will get in the way. Your backgrounds will get in the way. Genesis chapter 2 is the explanation of Genesis chapter 1. In Genesis chapter 1, he tells you what God did. In Genesis chapter 2, he tells you how God did it. So in Genesis chapter 1, it says he created family. But in Genesis chapter 2, he tells you how he created family. It's the how that explains the what that changes everything about family for you and me, whether you are single or married, because they don't start off married. They start off single. And the principle that you discover while they were single was supposed to be how they were preparing to operate for when they get married. See, the reason why people get married in chaos is they came out of chaotic singlehood. See, because they were not operating under God as a single, they brought that dysfunction into the relationship, somehow thinking of getting married or having a baby is going to make things better. So jacked up singles who get married create jacked up marriages. And jacked up singles creating jacked up marriages wind up with jacked up kids. So what he starts with is the unfolding of it in chapter 2. Now I want you to notice a phrase in chapter 2, verse 7. Then the Lord God formed man, verse 8. The Lord God planted a garden, verse 9. Out of the ground, the Lord God caused every tree, verse 15. Then the Lord God took Adam, verse 16. The Lord God commanded the man, verse 18. Then the Lord God said, verse 19, out of the ground, the Lord God formed. Verse 22, the Lord God fashioned. Right now, gentlemen, Adam is single. There has been no woman created yet. He's a single man. He's just out there with God. And the Lord God, first of all, gives him a place to live. Wow. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. He gives him a house. The Lord God creates Eden. He gives him a street address, Eden. I'm sure the number of his house was number one. One Eden Drive. He gives him a house. Not only does he give him a house, he gives him a J-O-B. Because there is no woman. He's a single man. So he has a home, he has a job, and he has a relationship with the living God who is powerful. That's all a man has gotten. Because, here it is, men, a man's identity is never to be first of all defined by his sexuality. Your sexuality is there. It's a part of who you are. But what defined Adam was his calling underneath the rule of God. In other words, his willingness to let God rule him, shape him, define him, prepare him for the reception of a woman. See, right now, we got too many men receiving women they're not prepared to take care of. They're not prepared spiritually because they're not under the Lord their God. They're not prepared. Some of them don't even have a house. They don't have an apartment. They can't pay any bills. So they're not prepared there. Talk about, I love you. You better say, if you want to be with me, you better get a J-O-B. But he is operating now under the rule of God, and there is no woman on the picture. God God gives him one other thing, by the way. He says, verse 16, the Lord God commanded the man, saying, from any tree of the garden you may eat freely, but from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you may not eat it, for the day you eat of it, you're gonna die. He gave him commandments. Now, men don't like people telling them what to do. Men don't like when I'm a man. He gave him his commandment. And that's why in the book Kingdom Man, the definition of a man according to his Bible is his ability to submit to the rule of God in his life. And a man has not arrived at biblical manhood if God can't tell him what to do. He commanded Adam, because in a biblical family, it's not just the woman who submits, it's the man who submits to God, which frees her up to submit to him. So we're talking to singles there. He's single, he's not married yet. Verse 19. Out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field, every bird of the sky, and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called a living creature, that was its name. So the reason I love being a man is I get to name things. See, to name things meant to exercise dominion over what you named. Remember, he created the animals, but God didn't name them. He made them, but he didn't name them. It says he brought them to Adam to see what Adam would name them. And it says, whatever the man. That's what it said. It said, whatever the man, because there's no woman on the scene, just the man. Whatever the man said it was, God said, you got it. Whatever the man named it, that's what it became. The power and authority and privilege of being a man is you get to name things, which means you get to identify what it is, what it's supposed to be, exercise authority over it, and take responsibility for it. And that's the beauty of being a man. Now, the downside is you're responsible for it when it messes up.
That's why the man needed some help. And Dr. Evans will come back to talk about how God provided it in just a moment. First, if you need more help rebuilding your family God's way, Dr. Evans goes over the reconstruction plans in detail in his brand new booklet, One Family Under God. He examines the roles and responsibilities of each member of the family unit. Here's what he told me recently.
Well, Dave, each role has specific God-given responsibility and needs to be properly aligned as God intended it to be. We look at the idea of family in this way: a group of individuals, each with their own character and free will, placed in covenant with one another by the will of God.
Once you discover and start living out your purpose as a family, you'll find a new sense of freedom and fulfillment that'll strengthen your relationships, break down barriers, heal hurts, and change your children's future. Learn how to stop America's epidemic of failed families, starting with your own. Contact us today to get your own copy of One Family Under God. And here's the best part. For a limited time, we're making this brand new booklet available as our gift when you support our ministry with a contribution of any size. And as if that wasn't enough, we'll also include the 6-CD version of Tony's current series, The Kingdom Family. You'll get both, along with our thanks, for your gift of any amount, but only for a limited time. Details are waiting for you at tonyevans.org, or give us a call day or night at 1-800-800-3222. That's 1-800-800-3222. Well, we'll get back to today's message right after this word from Dr. Evans.
I want to thank all of our friends and all of our listeners who've supported us over the months and over the years. This ministry has only sustained itself for this amount of time because of friends, people who are benefiting from the ministry, people who believe in the ministry, and then, of course, who pray and support the ministry. We couldn't do it without you, and it would be wrong for us to receive your support and not thank you for it. So on behalf of me, my wife Lois, and our whole ministry family, thank you for supporting the Urban Alternative, because it's because of you that lives are being blessed every day.
Let's pick up where we left off now in Dr. Evans' message called The Divine Purpose of the Family.
there's a problem. And the problem, verse 20, then the man gave names to all the cattle and to all the birds of the sky and every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper suitable for him. What is the problem? Adam needs help. But help for what? Help to do the purpose for which God created marriage and the family in the first place, which was to have dominion. She is to be the main person who gives you feedback so that you together can exercise dominion. Her gifts, her skill, her mind, her talents, all of that is to be brought to bear. Of course, that involves her priority of the home, but all that God has given her is to be brought to bear so that you get the help to run it well. So if she's never consulted, never involved, view never taken, input never respected, her orientation never contributing, then you are a helpless man. That's why the Bible says when a man leaves his wife out, tell the man don't pray because God won't hear him. 1 Peter 3:7. Because what you did was you denied the helpmate the opportunity to help. That is, to act on his behalf in the visible world, to rule. I love this verse, Genesis 18:19. God says of Abraham, I have chosen him. I've chosen him to raise up his children and to teach them my ways so that I could bring upon Abraham all that I promised to him. What did he promise Abraham? To make him a great nation. How was Abraham going to make a great nation? By building a strong family, he told him. He said, you build a strong family, I'll make you a great nation. A weak family leads to weak nations when you get enough of them. And we have plenty of them today. First of all, because men have abandoned their calling. That's the first side of it. Because they don't want the Lord God, because they the man. And God says, okay, I'll let you eat and then I'll watch you die. But then, when God let Adam see that to rule, he wanted him to have a helper. Then what we find out is God, verse 22, fashioned into a woman the rib which he had taken from the man. Adam gave Eve his name. What does naming mean? Authority over and responsibility for. That's what naming meant. So if it's under the Lord God and you have authority over and responsibility for, ladies, it's okay to submit to that. See, the problem is submission has been abused. Submission, when it's rightly done, means the safest place to be. Because whoever has authority over takes responsibility for. So it's only a bad term because we've made it bad and women have been abused by bad men. But when God talks about it, it is the safest place to be. Submitted to this kind of man. Now, in chapter 2, verse 24 and 25, for this reason, a man shall leave his mother, join his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And the man and his wife were both naked and not ashamed, total exposure. He says, okay, now the marriage is over. Now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. Okay? The devil, Satan, shows up. Okay? Did you notice Satan doesn't show up till they get married? As long as they were single, no devil. They get married, all hell breaks loose. That's because Satan is after the dominion. He's after the rule. He wants to rule this thing. So he'll try to mess you up while you're single so that you're available to him when you get married. So Slick shows up, and he shows up in Adam's home because he's showing up where they live. And the snake says, hath God said. Notice he doesn't say hath the Lord God said. He says hath God said. He wants to keep religion, yes, kill relationship. Go to church, just don't have a relationship with the God who said it. He keeps God. Satan doesn't mind us being here as long as there's no relationship when we leave here. Praise God, celebrate, say amen to the word. Keep God as you go home. Just don't take the Lord with you. He drops the Lord God, and then he does the coup d'etat, ladies. the devil goes to the woman and skips the man. That was on purpose, because the woman was supposed to be underneath the man. What he does is he goes to her directly and turns her into the leader, the decision maker, the pace setter. She begins to run the show. She begins to dictate to the house. She begins to be the lady who runs the show. And now all hell breaks loose, because he flips roles. Adam becomes the passive responder, whatever my wife says. The woman becomes the leader. Adam, eat this fruit. He says, yes, dear. The roles get flipped. He ceases to be God's leader under God. She ceases to be a responder to Adam under Adam. Satan has reversed the roles, and the home is going to show up in chaos. But get this, men, God comes and says, Adam, where are you? He doesn't say, Adam and Eve, where are y'all? He says, Adam, where are you? Why? Because you are responsible. If your home is in chaos, even if your wife is at fault, you are responsible, because you are the leader. You say you want, you're the man, you say you want to be the leader, then I'm holding you accountable. In fact, he says in verse 17, because you listen to your wife, in other words, you let how much you love her overrule what I told you. I told you, don't eat the tree. You talking about she brought it to me. Say what? What you were supposed to say is, that's out of line. As for me and my house, we serve the Lord. That's not how we roll. I love you, honey, but we can't go there, because God overrules my love for you. And by the way, that's the same thing for ladies. Ladies, your love for God is supposed to overrule your love for your husband. That's why husbands do not have absolute authority. They have authority underneath the one they're to be submitted to, and that's the Lord God. Not absolute authority because you're the man. You're the man under authority, under the Lord God. But all hell breaks loose when the devil is allowed to get into the home. We got to get back in alignment. That means males under God, women under men, children under parents.
Is your family too far gone to get back in alignment with God's model? Well, Dr. Evans will come back to answer that question in just a moment, so stay with us. First, though, I want to mention that today's message was titled The Divine Purpose of the Family, and it's available on CD or DVD if you'd like to review it on your own or share it with your church. It's also part of Tony's current teaching series, The Kingdom Family, an in-depth look at why God created families in the first place, along with practical advice about how to fight back against the influences that tear homes apart. Don't forget, if you can help us out right now with a gift of any size to keep our ministry strong heading into the last part of the year, we'd like to say thanks by sending you the entire 6-part CD version of The Kingdom Family as our gift, along with the brand new booklet I told you about earlier, One Family Under God. Get the details on this special double offer when you visit us online at tonyevans.org. That's tonyevans.org. Or let one of our staff members help you by calling us at 1-800-800-3222. Well, tomorrow, Dr. Evans tackles the subject of raising kingdom kids and explains why our future depends on doing that job differently. I hope you'll be with us. Right now, though, he's back with a final illustration for today.
Now, you can't fix yesterday, but you can say a lot about tomorrow. Maybe you didn't know this. Maybe you knew it and didn't do anything with it. But on the authority of God's word, if you will let God redefine who you are and your role, you'll begin to rule instead of being ruled by everything that's happening in this culture, in this society, where our children are being taken over by the devil. The stuff our kids are learning in school, seeing on television, seeing in the movies, they are killing us. God never meant the government to raise your children. He never meant the television to raise your children. He doesn't even want the church to raise your children. He wants a mama and a daddy to raise your children.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative, restoring hope transforming lives.